welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 777. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week and play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Kansas City band Still Ill. I played the song Running in Place from the band's album End Days, which came out on March 28th. That's digital only right now, though vinyl is coming, I'm told. This is a little different lineup than the previous couple of albums, but Ricky Reyes is still firmly in charge, still mixing post-punk, post-hardcore, and a little bit of shoegaze in there as well. Give that one a listen. I think you're going to enjoy it. I got music for you this week. That's what you're here for. So here we go. Let's play one from Las Gonaras. The song is called Me Siento Loco.
Yeah.
hits hard. That is Friends of Cesar Romero with the song My Cultist Angel. That's from the band's final album, Songs the Sirens Sing, which came out March 19th. Digital Only Affair, self-released like so many of his albums. This is the project, of course, of John Wayland Miller, who died last Thursday when his car went off the road, flipped, and that was it. So very sad to see him go. I never got to see him live. I kept trying to talk him into coming to Kansas City, and I think I had finally done it. And then something horrible like that happens. All right. Before that, we heard from Las Ganadas with the song Me Siento Loco. That's from the band's album Ruido Ha Sido. Came out August 27th of 2023 on Family Spree Recordings, that band based out of Martos in Spain. Not sure how I came across that one, but I'm very glad I did. A couple of them there from the garage, I guess. We're going to shift things a little bit here. I got one from Hedge. The song is called Ice Rink.
Baby's calling out your name. You should tell me through messy Mercedes Benz. Hanging off in the other way. So you call out to work like a jerk. Cause we are one and ice rinks and bonies and learn to skate. We are one and ice rinks. Things don't seem to work out that way. And now the only ice inside is whatever's under the tires at night. When you clock out around the nine, so you call out to work feeling like a jerk. Cause we are one on and ice rinks and bonies and burn to skate. We are one on and ice rinks. Things don't seem to work out that way. When everything is always hard, get out to the ice, out to the ice, out to the ice tonight. We're only gonna get so far. Get out to the ice, out to the ice, out to the ice tonight. Get out to the ice, out to the ice, out to the ice tonight. Cause we are warm and ice rinks and bonies and learn to skate. We are warm and ice rinks. Things don't seem to work out that way. We are warm and ice rinks and bonies and learn to skate. We are warm.
Bastards, brand you down. Don't let the bastards brand you down.
to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from the Rat Boys from Brussels, not to be confused with Rat Boys from Chicago, though seeing the Chicago band made me think about this one again. The song I played was Grind You Down. It's on the band's album More Songs About Girls and Heartaches, which is a digital-only release that the band put out in 2022. You can find that one on Bandcamp, just like I did on Bandcamp Friday. Before that was Hedge from Worcester, Mass, and the song Ice Rink. That's on the band's album Freeze Frame High Five, or maybe it's an EP, I don't know, six tracks, you decide. That came out March 27th of this year on Best Brother Records. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever, we'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. This week I took a chance on the New Pornographers. This song is called Wish You Could See Me Killing It.
Short, then you fly. Time goes by. like it was written in invisible ink. Call me up if you need a lover. I know I got it, but I can't find your number. I wrote it down in a book, I think. I must have wrote it in invisible ink. Cause I'm wild, yeah, I'm free. That's my style, naturally. I wrote it down in a book, I think. I must have wrote it in invisible ink. Too many late nights, too many drinks. Too many beauties, too many winks. You're so mysterious, you're just like the Sphinx. You live your life in invisible ink. I'm in love, she's my queen. She fits me like a velvet glove. And all my worries are going extinct, disappearing like invisible ink. Throw my tears down the sink. She is my missing link. And all my worries are going extinct, disappearing like invisible ink. Put it all in a poem. Can't recall how it goes. I wrote it down in a book, I think.
Well, there you go. It's quite rare for me to play my favorite song of the week at this spot in the podcast, but I think we did it. That is King Tuff, aka Kyle Thomas, with the song Invisible Ink. That's on his new album, Moo, which came out March 27th, self-released on Mup Records. He's based out of Los Angeles. I like everything he does, but that one there is a fantastic song, and the album is really strong. Before that, we heard from the New Pornographers with the song Wish You Could See Me Killing It. That's on the band's album, The Former Sight Of, that came out also on March 27th on Merge Records. That band based out of Vancouver, BC. I used to really love that band, but every album, just less and less of it seems to appeal to me. So give that one a listen, but tread lightly. Maybe that one is something for you, or maybe, you know, maybe it's time we just move on. All right, we are out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 777, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, we got shows coming up. On the 7th, we've got Menzingers at the Warehouse. On the 8th, I Hate God is playing at Record Bar. On the 10th, Creepy Jingles is playing with Hello Biplane at the Brick. Guar is at the Granada. Only Children are at the Replay. On the 11th, Slowpoke has an early show at Hillsiders. Drifter plays the Skate Bar. On the 14th, Snuffed on Sight is playing Record Bar. 17th, we have Junkyard Royalty at Farewell, Clutch at Voodoo Lounge, and Hank Azaria pretending to be the Easy Street Band at the Star Pavilion. Meanwhile, Stoner Doomfest begins at the Bottleneck that night. And then looking over at the website, we do have photos, videos, and my thoughts of the William Elliott Whitmore and Adeem the Artist show from, I don't know, almost a month ago. And of course, there is time for one more. I've got one here from Sun from Seattle. The song I'm going to play is called Does Anyone Here Like Venom? And it's on the band's new self-titled album that came out April 3rd on Sub Pop. The band is down to a duo, but they're doing what they always do, drone, drone, and more drone. This is a fun way to drift off and end this podcast. So here we end things. The band is Sun. The song is Does Anyone Here Like Venom? Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.